have returned. So, things are getting a little bit messy, as they do when Faye are involved. But hey, what can you do? I need to let Lorelai know, because I feel like everyone's like, why did Soleil do that? There's a reason. And that was actually Lorelai's really smart idea to leave Soleil at the home constantly.
Great job.
So Lorelai did a very good.
I mean, it was keeping eyes in the house, and we were talking about that. Like,
also, yeah, you guys were talking about, like, who's going to do watch, and I'm like, oh, they don't even know they have eyes in there.
Right.
Right.
So, we jump back into the scene where Titania is following you. Titania had jumped out the window to talk with you, and now they're going walking with you back into the home. And you see Archer currently distracting Abby and Stella. They're playing cards, it looks like, as they all look up and they look confused.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Laura, do you want to introduce your friend?
Looks between all of you and then looks to Titania and then looks to all of you.
Laura just sighs. Like, all right. This is Titania. She is Queen of the Fae. And we need her help, but it comes at a price. She looks at Stella.
Stella's just kind of like looking at her, and then she looks towards all of you. Y'all make crazy friends. Wild friends. Wow.
Huh. Technically, she's sort of like Lorelai's family.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. And she looks towards Titania, and Titania just giggles a little bit. I like the cosmic one.
I mean, we've all got some weird family, so.
Sure.
So, Stella?
Mm-hmm?
You're gifted in so many ways.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That power of yours?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Titania could borrow have just a whiff of it?
What?
It's a drug.
Okay.
How else do you explain it? I don't.
Well, it's not though. It's not a drug. It's not. I don't.
It's causing power. Take a hit. Pass it on.
No, and she just looks towards you, Ash, as you let that
I said
out.
Out of character.
Okay, good. She's just like it's not. She looks towards Titania. It is not drugs.
Okay.
I don't work with drugs. What? What is happening?
We should start from the beginning. So Titania made an offer to help us with our ghost situation.
Uh-huh.
And okay. This
the
is gonna
price
be
she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your power.
Hmm. In order for us to go to another plane
of existence.
And...
No, that's not what the cost is for. It's so you can get out.
That's even more important.
Yeah,
that's even more important. Actually, yeah, being able to come back.
You can get in without me.
No,
that's
I really
easy.
Would like to come back.
I guess.
Stella's just kind of looking at her. What?
Okay.
Stella, we need you to sort of be our lighthouse to get back when we go on this little trip.
What?
Our anchor.
Our what?
Our beacon.
Our what?
Yes. He shut up!
I mean, all I can do is make dust.
I think that might be all we need.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not drugs. And she looks towards Titania. Titania just kind of smiles. What is drugs? And she looks towards you, Lorelai.
They're bad.
A lion told us so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're bad. Don't Sorry, ever. Sorry. Yes, please.
That lion sounds wise.
He was. He dared us to be great.
God damn it, Dan.
I didn't know they were talking lions in your in the mundane realm.
They're not. Is that thing that humans just make up to entertain?
Mundane or silly?
They are silly. That is one thing we are definitely.
How wild.
Anyway. Literally. Okay. Again, trying to start from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't think you got to start from the beginning every time.
Well, no, what we're actually planning to do, because I don't think we got that clear.
Not that, yeah. So, yeah.
We need Abby to help us get into the plane of the dead.
What? Abby will look towards you as she drops her cards.
You know how the whole ghost thing you're having right now?
She looks towards, Stella, and Stella looks towards her. Oh, that the vanishing thing? She looks towards you all.
Yes.
Wait. Abby's a ghost?
Long story.
Sure. She looks towards Abby slowly as Abby just kind of shrinks a little bit.
Yes and no.
Oh, this gets better and better. Can we stop with the hypotheticals?
Well, it's kind of true.
Okay, so Lorelai looks at Abby. Abby is a ghost, and we found out that you're really powerful. Powerful like a wraith.
No, that can't be right. That's false.
Not according to what has been sensed.
We can really sense the energy.
Oh.
I know, it's a lot to take in.
No, that all I can do is make Stella disappear.
Abby?
Yeah?
Do me a favor.
Huh?
Humor me.
No. I'm just worried. Oh no,
just. I want you to reach for me. But don't reach for me. Instead, concentrate on trying to reach past me.
Huh?
What?
Pull your hand out. Concentrate as if you're trying to reach through me.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
Well, then why would I do it?
Because hopefully this proves what we're trying to say is true.
I don't know, but if we don't know what's gonna happen, then I'm confused. I mean, I could try, sure. I mean, I don't know. I feel like oh, God.
Oh, just do it.
Okay, and she'll put her arm out.
Please,
and
you gotta say please.
Just holds her arm out.
Oh, God, this is gonna suck. I'm gonna close my eyes.
I'm gonna stand behind Ash to kind of embrace, just like brazen.
She holds her hand out.
All right. I saw one eye and looked down. Did she do anything?
I think that's...
I don't know what to do.
Close your eyes and focus your mind.
Okay.
And try to feel like... I don't know. Like I'm water.
What?
And you're reaching through me.
And what, to me? Because I'm sitting right behind you.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Let's give her something to focus on, bro.
You know what? There you go. Try to reach past me and through me and touch Iggy.
And so you're facing through a wall like an actual ghost.
That's pretty much the idea.
When you say reach towards you, you're not like talking about like doing a magic power or anything, actually physically putting my arm through you to reach?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, that's what you're saying?
I didn't understand that at all.
I really did. Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, no, I mean reach.
I thought this was some sort of like Kung Fu movie.
No, almost. No, I didn't mean like reach with your mind.
That, you know what, my brain was going there, and she like kind of wiggles her hand towards you, Iggy. My brain thought that a little bit, like the force. I didn't know.
With your directions, bro.
Right. Reach through. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
What? You were being clear.
Lorelai's dying.
I'm ready for us to do the 1-inch punch. I'm like ready for it.
So Abby is like looking a little concerned as she holds her arm out. And
it God, just, I hope this doesn't suck.
It just pat against you.
Wiggle your big toe.
She looks confused. What would wiggling my big toe do?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Or I just collapse. Like,
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand.
I think what it's more... I think that she needs to try to push her energy
through Ash
away from her and try to encompass more than just one person.
Huh? Talking about possession?
No.
Hold on, hang on. Whoa.
No.
Because I can do that, all I gotta do is just put the mask on someone.
The way that she made Stella disappear, she took her out of sync, out of this reality, and hid her away in the world of the dead, basically.
But the only
way just kind of nods. Yep, that's accurate. Isaiah's kind of floating there.
Whoa.
So I think that she needs to, instead of focusing on the person that she's touching, make a bubble around all of us. If that makes sense.
Kind of. Do I do that now?
Well, maybe we should practice on something first. Here's Ash.
Sure, I was a training dummy the first time. Why
no,
not?
No, A just kind of glares.
No.
Okay, no.
Hey, don't sign up for it to be a test subject. He looks towards you, Ash. Because basically what she's going to do is kill you.
Yeah, that's okay. Not desirable. Iggy, you're up.
A just kind of rubs their head. Y'all are hurting my head.
We're kind of new to this whole death plane thing. We don't know what to do.
Marla, I was just sitting here just face palming in my voice.
Wait, what if we treat it? I know I keep saying seance, but what if we treat it like that? We make a circle. We give her a boundary.
I mean, the case in point is no matter how you do it, the end product will be the same. Y'all are going to pretty much die for a moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to be ready to go.
Yeah. So let us get ourselves ready.
That's like a make sure you go to the bathroom before you take this trip kind
before
of thing.
Before we do, let's kind of like guarantee our exit.
Lorelei is going to look to Titania.
Titania just smiles.
So I know I'm asking you a big favor here, but if something does happen to us, can you look after our bodies?
Doris, yes.
I'm going to stick. Make sure my body's next to Lorelai's.
No promises.
Oh.
I think maybe Archer can watch out for...
Archer just nods. Yeah, no, I'll watch over your bodies.
But Iggy turns to Stella like, but again, unless it's all kind of dependent on if you agree to it.
I fucking love Titania, I'm sorry.
Good, I made her for you. She just kind of like nods towards you all. Alright, I think I can make some stardust. Yeah. Yeah, she can have it.
What if...
Do we have to do this now, or we can wait till after we're done here, Titania?
We can wait, and she smiles.
Great.
Transaction complete, and she claps her hands together. I have the promise. Now then, shall we?
Okay, so wait, before we go, guys, let's kind of go over the ground plan again. We're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then from there, I'm kind of drawing a blank because we're gonna be dead.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for links to the past of those who are no longer with us and what happened in Will Branch that upset all of the magic that's here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we kind of know what to look out for.
You can kill two birds with one stone, as that horrible mundane speech says.
Am I going to use that term in front of her?
Never.
Okay. Sounds a lot more easier than I expect it's going to be.
Yes, I would definitely do this in one trip versus going back again.
I really don't feel like dying twice.
She nods.
It can't be good for the brain cells.
So. No.
Can you imagine being able to die multiple times over and over again? That must suck.
Abby's just kind of like looking confused.
Okay, let's help Abby. Let's stop thinking about this.
So Abby, do you think that maybe a focus would help you?
I don't know. I've never done any. I didn't even know I could make people poof.
I know. So maybe you can draw some energy from this book. And she puts it.
I wouldn't touch that yet.
Look, it's connected to this. I don't.
Hang on, she may not have to. What? Not touch it. We'll still use it, but
not
I don't think she'll have to touch it.
But just use it as a
Focusing tool. Right?
Why wouldn't I want to touch your weird journal?
Because it's
you'll get sucked in, quite literally.
Not what?
She looks towards it.
I have an idea.
Go for it.
I'm going to reach in my bag and see if I can pull out a black mirror.
Go ahead and roll your preparedness.
Okay. And of course, here comes the inevitable question. Why would he have something like that?
Who freaking knows at this point?
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
I guarantee he'll actually even have one in there.
Who knows?
He knows where to find one.
Oh, wait, this is still the scene. Did you add the plus one?
I did not.
There you go.
I totally have one. Hey, maybe we could use this as a focus. And I pull out a black mirror.
Okay, seriously, Ash, what the hell?
Do you just like plan for every contingency?
What is that?
Oh, boy.
It's a black mirror. It's.
Is that I guess a goth thing?
Yes. Sure.
Oh, I don't do goth stuff, so I didn't know.
I'm just thinking, if we use the energy of the book plus the black mirror as a way in, we can focus your energies and
kill us.
Open it. Yeah, I was going to be nicer about it and say open
a door. Her breathing kind of like speeds up a little bit as she looks very nervous hearing the word that she's going to kill you.
We're going to come back.
Lorelai's going to walk over to Iggy and just smack him in the back of the head.
Ow. Okay, yeah, poor choice of words. Got it.
Okay. I'm just thinking we're really good at kicking open doors. Maybe we could just turn the knob and open one this time.
Okay.
I look back at the front door that's still like off its hinges. You know, try to use the door as it's intended.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
All right.
I guess okay.
All right.
Hold on, guys. I'm just going to ask a few things real quick. I'll be right back. He's gonna like just like step away from this, like, partner. So if I go in there,
yeah,
what's gonna happen to you?
Whoa. I mean,
will you be there with me if I have the mask on?
Yeah, I mean, your mask won't work.
Yeah, I thought so. But will you be they're with me still, since okay, well, if longer they're with me, okay,
I'll be like right next to you.
Whoa.
Like I'll be like there.
Cool, dude, we can finally meet face to face again.
Oh yeah, that was weird. Yeah,
all right, as long as you're
there. Wait, how should I look? Should I look like you or should I look like Skull Rider?
We should not freak them out. So
Skull Rider,
yeah.
Skull Rider.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Oh my god.
Wait, do you think your friends will like me?
Dude, I like you, they like me, they're definitely gonna like you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm such a likable dude. Yeah, 100%.
Right,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Keep
that
positivity up.
Yeah.
I just realized...
you guys can't hear her partner.
No, I know.
You're just hearing Iggy talk to himself.
No, I'm gonna say this. Well, because I just don't think about it, because Lorelai can turn a world. It's like, Would I be able to use my wolf power?
We have no idea.
You'll have to tell me when you're there. Tony smiles towards you. I've never heard. They don't come back usually.
I feel like Cecily is going to be like clearing out a spot that's big enough for all of them.
Okay. He's like kind of like looking downward towards her hands, like full, like just kind of wringing her hands a little bit. My mom's gonna kill me if she finds out I killed my friends.
Hopefully,
don't worry.
It'll only be for a few minutes. So.
I don't think I should kill you for even 1 minute.
I know, and trust me, I did not want to die this young and beautiful, so...
He looks nervous.
Don't worry, we'll be perfectly fine. We trust you.
Yeah, but you're dead!
I mean...
Well, we have someone who can definitely help us get out, so... Yeah.
I guess look at it this way. When we come back... You're going to be, like, our greatest hero. If we don't, we can't get revenge on you.
Iggy just, like,
right?
smacks ass in the back of the head.
Ow!
Poor choice of words, bro.
Cecily will come over and she'll take Stella's hand. She'll be like, you can do this. And because you do this, we'll all be able to protect you, which is important. To not only Iggy, but all of us.
You're talking to Stella because Abby was the one that was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you were talking. Yeah, Stella's always nervous.
Abby, sorry.
I think
Cecily was talking to Stella all this, and Stella's like, I'm cool.
I'm fine. I mean, it's just stardust. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Abby just goes, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. I can do this.
You can do this. You're a badass.
I don't know about that, but I will do my best.
You have stood in the court of Gwendolyn and come out fine. So I'm pretty sure that...
Yeah, but Gwendolyn's like family, so I mean, like, there's a like a hierarchy there. I just, you know, I get it. Thank you for the intention of making me feel better.
Iggy raises the brow. Hey, Titania, does the name Gwendolyn ring a bell to you?
Lady Gwendolyn is here?
Thought so.
Yep, that explains that.
I had to
what
know.
What a charmer.
I had to know.
I will have to say hi.
You can do that while we're gone.
Oh, marvelous.
Yeah, maybe you guys can have...
Catch up.
He's in the coop.
At noon, at high noon, a spot of tea.
Honestly, our letters are not enough.
I mean, as far as I know, chickens love Earl Grey, so.
That, oh, tea. Oh. You shouldn't give tea to a chicken.
Yeah, Cecily.
I am just kidding. Can we die now?
What the fuck is happening?
Can we die now? Like, you know what, yeah, can we die now, please? Iggy, I'm ready to die now. Before we go.
Kill me.
Kind of like
my suffering
before this spirals any further.
Go ahead, Iggy.
Iggy turns to Stella, like, I know this seems kind of scary, but
I mean, it seems wild more than anything.
Yeah, but we'll be back.
We're wilding out.
Don't worry.
All right, just nods,
and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Okay, I trust y'all.
Okay.
Cecily.
All right, so who's laying next to who in the dead pile?
Abby looks nervous.
Sorry.
Maybe we should all hold hands.
That's lewd.
It's LEWDZ lewd. So it's totally PG-13, and we can.
What year is this?
LEWDZ.
What year is this? Did we go back to the 90s?
A little bit. Oh, wait.
Who knows? You might.
Oh, my God. Chronos?
If the apocalypse comes, beep me.
There you go.
Okay. Well, let's do this.
All right. So you all get... Okay.
And Abby the journal?
Yep. And she'll hand it over.
Abby takes it.
Don't. Oh. Open it, just use it as a channel. Focus your energy through it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, the rest of us should sit around the mirror and I guess hold hands.
Cecily will definitely make sure her dagger is in the back of her jeans where she left it, so.
Okay. So, as you all sit there and wait for Abby to figure out how where to stand and what to do, she's very awkward in her movements, obviously. She doesn't know what she's doing. But you can hear her just finally take a deep breath and then, like, let it out. And she looks to each of you and she just kind of nods a little bit. You can see as she's holding the journal, her hands are shaking. But then there's a point in which she just kind of looks down at the journal and then she stops. And you see her just kind of look over the journal for a moment. You see her tilt her head a little bit to the side, almost as if she saw something. And then you see a shift in her attitude a little bit as she pulls her hand to the top of the journal and she actually pulls and you see a black thread come out. And you see it start to wrap around all of you in the circle. And then she holds her hand up holding the book and the book actually starts to float. And you see it quickly open. And the pages begin turning quickly. And you hear voices enter your head. They're all the same voice of a gentleman of some kind, talking and reading like journal entries. And eventually it all goes dark. And there's a moment where you start hearing a voice in your mind that's not the gentleman's. It's not the one who was reading it. No voice that you've recognized before, except you, Iggy, as you hear, "Hey, hey, wake up, wake up."
Iggy opens his eyes.
Well, oh, dude, there you go. And you see Skull Rider standing in front of you. There you go.
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, you beat me to it, bro. And he looks over towards you, Ash. I was going to do that joke. Damn it. All right, everybody go back to sleep. And I was going to try again. And I'll try it again.
I don't think I can go back to sleep.
Oh, well, then I guess waste up to. Thanks, Ash.
Also, by the way, bro,
don't hurt
looking
me,
pretty damn cool.
Cool, thanks. Hey.
I'm waiting for the rest. Is everyone else waking up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally, I was actually saying no. He was saying, everyone go back to bed.
Okay, guys, so...
Hey!
It's partner over here.
Hi.
So that means that it worked.
Welcome to Land of the Dead. So, Mikasa es su casa.
What does Land of the Dead look like?
Go for her dagger.
Well, I don't know why. Sorry, side note. Out of character. I'm imagining Beetlejuice right now.
I don't know, we just watched that.
That's kind of what I, yeah. That's kind of what I'm picturing, too.
The Land of the Dead almost seems like a warped graveyard of sorts. With different hues of purples, greens, and reds that are just kind of melding together and shifting in hue.
A little bit on the nose, guys, don't you think?
I mean, I don't know what I expected to find, but this is about it. And does Cecily have her dagger here?
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to take it and extend it to, like, sword length and be like...
It does not.
Ugh. So she'll just hold the dagger. She's like, I guess we need to start looking now.
Uh-oh.
Wait, one thing. Lorelai's going to try to go where, like, wolf form.
It works.
Oh,
Ash
okay.
is going to try to pull something out of his bag.
It does not.
Iggy... He's gonna put on his mask.
I mean, the voice outside.
What?
That's I mean, true. The voice is outside.
What voice?
Your partner.
Oh, right, yeah, what? Oh, right, he's wearing it. Oh.
No, your partner is the voice that's in the mask.
Yeah.
And he's standing before you right now.
Yep.
He's also the one that gives you your power.
Yeah, so I don't even have the mask in general either.
Well, you have it, but it's not going to do anything.
It's more to... It's to wear for comfort.
There you go. That's fine, then.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. It's like a security blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just for the record, guys, I can't do a thing right now.
Lorelai, when you do change into a werewolf, by the way, you are not as strong as you usually are.
Okay, so she's a little bit weaker. I was like, all right, where's the downside of this?
All right, so we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
We probably don't have a lot of time, so we should probably start looking for...
Tell me you guys got a way out, though.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I can't help
you. Titania is going to help us with that.
Who's that?
Queen of the Fairies.
Long story.
Can the Queen of the Fairies work with undead magic? No.
God, I hope so.
I don't think they can, bro.
Well, hopefully whatever deal we made with her and Stella works, okay? Let's just go. She says, and she turns back.
I made a deal with a fae, oh man. He just starts walking.
I mean, it's weird. Sorry. You know, despite all this, it's kind of glad you're here. It's nice to have a guide here.
Oh yeah, totally. Let me give you the tour. And he just kind of stops. This is it.
Out of curiosity, does time move like differently here, bro?
What's time?
I don't know how to explain that.
Cecily's gonna be like, Eliza?
Who's that?
Worth a shot. Stella's, oh god, we never got her name.
What? Who's
Stella's,
name?
Stella's mom.
Oh.
We probably should have asked that. Oh well. I'm sure we'll recognize her when we see her.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, we didn't really plan to do what comes next.
Wait, you didn't think of everything?
No.
I had a small idea, but I just don't know how to find them.
Well, you're the expert here. I look at that, you know, partner.
You can call me partner.
Yep.
Partner.
Huh?
Where do spirits go when they come here? Like, is there a hangout or is there a place?
Not really. No.
A popular crossing point for spirits?
Not really.
The hours are just walking around blind.
Nathaniel?
Who's that?
Who?
Is that... Wait.
Nicholas. Your name's Nicholas.
Nicholas, sorry.
Who's that?
He's not gonna know.
A relative of mine.
Oh. See, there's a problem. It's not a big... Well, it might be a big problem. I live here, but I'm not a guide. Does that make sense?
Can you find us a guide?
Oh, those are powerful.
Yeah, we could... Do you know how we contact one?
Do you know one? A spirit Uber? Is that what you said?
Spirit.
Yeah, lift your spirits. I don't know.
Cecily's just going to shout out, "We're here from the world of the living. We need a guide."
Oh yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. And he just kind of puts his hands over you a little bit. Yeah, sorry. No, I won't touch. But also, like, don't do that.
What do we do?
Well, if you do that, you're like prime rib here.
Beetlejuice.
No, I don't do that either. He's no fun.
Wait. I'm sorry?
What?
Put a pin on that for later.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you know a powerful guide?
Lorelai sighs. Abby!
You see a crescent moon shape form on the ground, and then you see Abby step into it and then look a little confused. Around. What happened?
I can't believe that worked.
He's like, oh, cool, you did know one. That's nice. Well, this one's powerful.
I turned nice. To Lorelai, can I hug you? Can I just hug you right now?
Wanna die?
I like her.
I hug her anyway, because I'm already dead.
Let go of me!
No more consequences for your actions! And he'll just put his arms up. And then Abby just looks confused. Wait, are we?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before you came here, where were you last?
I was in the living room.
Okay, yeah. Archer will take care of our bodies, I'm sure.
Sure.
Meanwhile, back to the land of the living, what do I do with these?
You're all getting mustaches drawn on you. 100%. And Sunny's laughing the entire time, but then as soon as they get to Lorelai, she just stares.
I'm just like...
Okay. So, yeah, we're...
Cool, you got a guide. That's step one.
We got a guide who knows nothing about this place. How's that supposed to work?
That's part of step two.
What about the journal?
What journal?
Abby, do you have the journal with you?
Abby looks towards her hands and then she pulls up the journal. I didn't let go of it. I didn't know what else to do with it.
No, that's perfect.
Is it?
Yeah, I wonder if we can use those black threads as like a...
What black threads?
You may have not been able to see them, but they shot out of the book when you started, and maybe we can use them to lead us. Can you try to focus on the book the way you did before?
Yes. Sure. And she'll like hold the book out, then she'll put her hand over it. I don't feel anything.
Cecily will stick her hand.
And then you see particle. Wait, I know what's wrong. And then he'll walk over and he'll be, excuse me, m'lady. And he'll bow a little bit and then he'll pick up the book and then flip it over and then hold it back towards her. That's usually my problem.
He's like, yeah, that was gonna, I was gonna suggest that too.
Yeah, she's just holding her hand over the book down. That's upside down. And she's like,
Sky, but I also hate it.
Party goes, it didn't work.
Cecily,
it was a nice try.
Can I see the book, maybe?
Sure, she'll hold it out towards you.
Cecily is going to open it.
Okay, Cecily, as you open the book, you see there, it looks as though red thread, or not red threads, I'm sorry. You see different threads, all different colors, just kind of wrapping around the book. It's not holding it closed, but they're just kind of wrapping around the actual book itself.
Cecily's going to try to...
Be careful.
...focus on Nicholas and Eliza.
Okay. So, roll me a magic roll at a minus two, please. I like this song.
Woof.
Woof. Woof. You can mark experience if you'd like. Cecily, as you are focusing on the book, you're putting every last ounce of energy into just thinking of the names Eliza and Nicholas Kincaid. Nothing. What are you doing? Partner's just kind of like looking at you.
Don't know.
Well, that's okay. I don't know all the time either.
I thought maybe it could guide us somehow.
Well, that's not your guide. She's your guide.
I know, but she's never been here before.
Wait, did you use that to get here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then that's... Oh. And there's that is going to be part of it. That's part of step two, then. And that turning it upside down didn't work. And he'll look towards you, Iggy. So, I mean...
Turning it sideways?
I didn't think of that. And he'll look towards you. Cecily, as you're, like, listening to them kind of, like, go back and forth as to what maybe, how to orient the book, you feel something like a pulse in your pocket.
She'll reach down and pull out what it is. Is it her dagger?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. She'll pull the dagger out and lay it on top of the book.
Okay. As you do so, the strings start to kind of glow brighter, as does the blade. And actually, now everyone can see the strings glowing, as well as the blade.
That did something.
That's a very glowy book you got there. Yep. Normally, I don't get glowy books, so I didn't know they did that.
She's like, what if I use the dagger to cut these strings?
Maybe. I would maybe don't do all of them at once.
Maybe one.
Try one!
Okay, Cecily.
Yeah.
Cecily's gonna think of Eliza and cut the thread that seems to feel right.
Okay. So you cut at one of the threads. And you see it just kind of snap. And as it snaps, the strings around the pages kind of go clear so you can see the pages underneath. And writing begins to form underneath it.
Oh, it did something.
What's it doing?
It's writing.
What's it saying?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
You're the one reading the book. We can't
oh
see.
Oh, God, it's Latin.
Oh, no, it's pig Latin.
This is going to take forever.
What is it? Book bay.
What does it say? Is it the journal entry?
1 second, please.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay.
That's okay. I just love messing with you. You see the full foreword, the first page, now available. It reads the following. In this journal, I leave the truth. I leave my thoughts and ideas after the loss of my dearest sister, Eliza, and her beloved. This is done in the hopes that the Foundation never idolizes what it did prior. With this journal, may the Enlightened be banished from the Foundation forevermore. Through its pages, those that hide amongst the true followers of the Foundation will be found and removed. Only those who prove their worth and show their devotion to the promise of the Foundation may fully witness the contents of this journal. The silver circle represents the Overseer and their connection to the mundane. The red barred behind it, the drop of blood represents the sacrifice and pain that Catherine went through to be bound, as well as the betrayal that was the Enlightened. The eye looks to the future, the endless possibilities, and always finding the truth as we seek redemption for what we have done. The light is one who stood by her side, her beloved chosen, Eliza, the one who she needed most, and the one we took from her. Eliza, dearest sister, your eldest brother cares for you more than you could ever know. I have failed you, but I will do all I can to help you, to help Will Branch, to help her. This is my solemn promise to you from even beyond the grave. I just hope this journal remains in the hands that will protect her. With this, the reader of the journal will be able to distinguish the Enlightened from the Foundation and come to understand Will Branch, the living being.
So what's it say?
That's what you say. Nicholas. Eliza was Nicholas's sister.
We established that.
And the fact that I can read this book means that we're on the right track.
Cool.
What happened all that time ago was wrong, and this is Nicholas's way of making it right.
Awesome.
And I think everything that's happening here is because of what happened so long ago.
Anything else? Can we see the text on the book?
No.
Because all I see is a blank page there, Cecily.
I think that
you actually see Abby look towards the page and then kind of like tilt her head. I mean, I don't see writing, I just see a glowing thing.
What's it look like?
It's like a little light, like almost like there's a flashlight in there. And she kind of looks towards, like, a direction that you all don't see. It's going that way, and she'll point.
Let's go.
Okay.
You're following.
You all follow the light.
We follow Abby because she's the only one who can see the light.
Yep, you follow the light. And with that, we're going to take our last break. So we will be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.